This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So me and Owen are running over each other, which is good banter because we're both so upset to go up to the NRA convention, go outside. They got like 50 people out hearing or maybe more. How big was the crowd?
I'd say at peak, probably maybe about 100, 120.
Okay, so you go up. You're trying to get there. But before you can, somebody else is there. He says, hey, are you armed guards for her? You look like security. They say, you need to leave. Yeah, we're armed. You need to leave. You need to leave right now. Pushing him, though, you know, getting in his space, which is a violation of Texas code. I've seen in news articles about it. It's well known. So the image here of armed men protecting an anti-gunner and then violating somebody's free speech, in my view, this is just too rich. They think they're better than us. They think they live by different rules than us.
No, it's ridiculous. It's like the other video that we can play later where I'm talking to a girl and they virtue signal about the children that are lost during mass shootings, which I understand. That's horrible. That's awful. That's gut-wrenching. Nobody wants that. But they use that to prop up their anti-gun agenda. And so they'll say, well, we need to protect children from the next school shooting. You know, children are so precious. Children are their future. Say, okay, well, I agree with that. So let's stop abortion. Well, how dare you? Abortion, good. These are unwanted children. You're like, what? How can you say there's unwanted children and then say that, you know, every child is the future 1 minute later? So like you said, I mean, I just laugh at it at this point. When listening to it and hearing it, it's just like, these people are so ridiculous.
And it gets worse than that. We're going to play the bizarre abortion statement when we come back, just the time we have left in this segment. Sun Sentinel, gun show draws crowds, families, despite Parkland shooting outcry. So because it's near the Parkland shooting, they're like, how dare you have a gun show? Cancel it, as if they're all murderers and as if they're all guilty. Well, if somebody runs over somebody with a Ford F-150 or a rental truck, we don't call for U-Haul to close. We don't call for Ford in Michigan, Lansing, Michigan to close. It's this idea of how dare you, gun owners? But it gets worse. Here's another one. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. Atlanta Journal-Constitution both have it. Armed teachers become a reality in Georgia despite Parkland. Don't you feel for them? This extension, it's like when they make up stuff and take out of context of what I've said about Sandy Hook. They go, it's like I killed the kids at Sandy Hook. It's like, then Jones, how dare him, you know, question babies in incubators in Iraq, which they admit is fake. And it's just this holier-than-thou-ness that the media has.
Well, let me actually tell you what these headlines really are intending to mean. Gun show draws crowd despite media and Democrat propaganda. That's what it really
is. And by the way, we've seen record crowds. Yeah, we're not taking the guilt on because of these few mass shootings that are terrible but are still kill less than 50 people a year. It's more likely to be struck by lightning twice or to be eaten by an alligator than to die in a mass shooting. But you people wave the bloody shirt, tell us we're all guilty for it, and then flip out because we don't roll over to your Michael Bloomberg BS.
Armed teachers become a reality in Georgia despite the brainwashing propaganda. And by the way, there's counties in Georgia that are some of the most heavily armed counties in America. They're also the safest counties in America. So
Kennesaw had gun bans 30-something years ago. They made the law you've got to own guns. Crime rate went down 89% in 1 year.
So they know a little bit in something about the Second Amendment in Georgia and what that means to protect themselves. So that's why that happens. But that's what this really means. Oh, my gosh, the brainwashing isn't working. The propaganda isn't working. The Democrat lies aren't working. It's actually helping the NRA.
I can't believe you even had a gun show, you murderers. It's like you killed the Parkland kids. Like Alex Jones said nobody died. But we never said that. They defamed you and said that you said nobody died and then edited the videos to make it sound like you said that or that you said they were crisis actors. No, we said they were chosen by the Democrats to go out and push the PR to be anti-gun.
Now, this is how nasty these people are. They understand that defamation is one of the hardest things to litigate about. How am I supposed to prove what damage they caused to my career, how many potential listeners won't listen to me or potential sponsors might not pick up my show. So they know that they can lie about us and the defamation litigation is almost impossible. So that's why they do it, Alex. And they're never going to stop. They're never going to stop. So you know what? It's fine. Just keep attacking us. Keep attacking the NRA. It's just going to get bigger than ever.
Same thing. NRA's getting bigger. We're getting bigger.
So, whatever.
But we're not as big and powerful and old as the NRA, so we need the support, folks. The NRA is like turbocharging. Thank God we kept them honest with Gunners of America. We'll be right back with more and with the anti-gunners on abortion.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Something wants.
Now, folks, I told you we're going to be adding more live transmissions on the weekend because that's a big hole that radio and TV stations are asking for. And I can tell you, we do live videos on the weekend. They get 3-4 times the views. So we're going to start live shows on the weekend. Some of them are going to be taped shows as well, highly produced. And then they're all going to be podcasted out as audio and video. Counterthink, meaning countering the establishment brainwashing, with Mike Adams, premiered last week. The second installment is going to be really powerful tonight, 6 o'clock Central. That is in 54 minutes or 53 minutes and 7 seconds. And it is going to be extremely powerful on some very important topics. Counterthink with Mike Adams. So as soon as this hour is over, you'll want to go to Infowars.com/show. You'll want to go out to the YouTube streams we've got, the Facebook, Twitter streams. We're going to keep those going, and then we'll archive it in an hour after the show's over to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's a special hour he highly produces and prepares for and tapes on Fridays that airs after our live show on Sundays. And then we're going to be adding 3-hour shows, 2-hour shows, 5-hour call-ins Saturday and Sunday nights. We're going to be adding, by the end of the year, a lot of new broadcasts for our radio stations and TV stations as we up the game against the globals. That way, as things break live, we'll have the reporters, the people in, the congressmen and women. It's going to be amazing. Now, Owen Schroyer, putting bookends on this and just getting it, because you shot probably, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 hours I watched a couple hours of it, but it looked like 7, 8 hours, correct me if I'm wrong, of live video Friday, Saturday at the NRA convention and outside, and just recap some of the craziness you saw in this particular video we're about to play.
Well, first, I just want to say that the NRA convention was one of the most diverse crowds I've ever seen in my life, nicest people that you could meet. All of them. You saw a bunch of people with their dogs and pets and families and from the elderly people, the young children. I mean, what a fun family event if you haven't been to one. But when I go out into the streets at the anti-NRA events, you know, that's when you get the nastiness.
I mean, it looks like a lobotomized mutant invasion.
And here's the other thing, too. When I put a microphone in front of a, if you want to label them conservative, right winger, you know, gun activist, whatever, at an NRA event, they all can speak coherently. They all know what they're wanting to say, and they can have a conversation with you. And, hey, we can smile and laugh. The exact opposite happens when I go due to the anti-NRA event. So this video in particular, first of all, I could hardly get – nobody would talk to me at this event. They kicked me out of this park less than 5 minutes after I entered. That video is also on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And then you'll see in this video also the same pumpkin minion that was following Alyssa Milano's thug to kick that guy out illegally and intimidate him out of his free speech rights. He comes in the middle of this video after this girl actually has a conversation with me. I'll give her credit. He comes down and shuts it down. So watch as she begins to engage.
They're trying to keep the press from talking to their people because it's all a top-down hierarchical system.
It's a cult.
Conservatives, libertarians will always talk to you. Go to any leftist event, it's like communist events. They will not talk to you, and they tell folks don't talk to them. So, you know, Melissa Milano, this B-level lady, you've got, 60, 70, 80,000 people inside listening to Trump, listening to, you know, Owen Schroyer, you name it. You come outside, they got like 100 people out there. Here's InfoWars, like it or hate it, or love it. You know, we've got millions of viewers and listeners every hour, and they're always trying to stop us. So here's this bizarre footage.
Parenthood that kills millions of babies a year, but you don't support the NRA, which wants to protect people.
Planned Parenthood does not kill babies.
Oh, they don't abort babies?
They abort unwanted children because...
Unwanted children? Oh, my children would be unwanted?
Are you saying that you would adopt every single child that would be forced to be born?
I'm saying someone would. Yes, someone would. And they'd pay high dollar for it, too. Yes.
Then why are there so many children that aren't in homes right now? Why are there so many children in...
So let's just kill them.
Why are there so many children...
Hit pause. I started over. I want to play this. Here's the deal. They always say this. You can look at the numbers. There are more people wanting to adopt each year than there are abortions, but they make you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. The government blocks it. Then there are a lot of drug addict and dysfunctional families that have their kids taken, and then they get thrown into these even more dysfunctional situations. I'm not saying all social services are bad. I'm not saying all foster parents are bad, but statistically it's really bad. A lot of pedophilia, you name it, especially in poor areas, that gets out of control. So the state doesn't want people doing this. They don't want them. And there are plenty of white folks, you name it, that want to adopt kids of every color. The point is, though, that she's just like last week, Planned Parenthood said, a heartbeat does not signify life. Well, and of course, we have the government saying men and women don't exist. You got a UT professor on video last week saying masculinity doesn't exist. The family doesn't exist.
That was just a week ago. I can't believe this.
It's mind control. These people believe they control reality. So back it up to the start. Here is this lady, one of the anti-gunners, saying babies are not children. Babies are not alive. And that babies are not being killed. No one's being killed by Planned Parenthood. So they will not face the reality. They're unwanted children. They're not people. They're children. So let's go ahead and roll this. Here it is.
I would not, because I support them.
So you support Planned Parenthood that kills millions of babies a year, but you don't support the NRA, which wants to protect people.
Planned Parenthood does not kill babies.
Oh, they don't abort babies?
They abort unwanted children because...
Unwanted children? Oh, my children would be unwanted?
Are you saying that you would adopt every single child that would be forced to be born?
I'm saying someone would. Yes, someone would. And they'd pay high dollar for it, too. Yes.
Yeah. Why are there so many children that aren't...
Pause again. We've got to take all the guns. Not one more child can die. But we've got to get rid of all these unwanted who are forced to live. And then, of course, you've got David Hogg, that never denied it on his... on his Reddit file, saying, I want mosquitoes to kill billions. Oh, God, it's so beautiful. Oh, my God, I love David Rockefeller. Here, let's go back to her. Here we go.
Now, why are there so many children in foster care? Why are there so many children in other countries that don't have homes and are living in terrible conditions that aren't being adopted?
So your answer is to kill the children.
Don't kill the children. But
just chop them up in pieces. Hey, back it up.
And back it up 10 seconds.
Sell them and get a
floor. Yeah. Don't kill them. Just chop their asses up or spray acid on them. And they flop around for about 30 minutes fighting their lives. And little babies will fight the scalpel. Like, there's footage of this. Because they've done like this. And like the babies like battling. They fight for their life, man.
No, but some of them are fighting. They don't want to be born. Didn't you know that? Some of them, they feel they're being...
I don't want to tell this whole story, but Rob Dew, he said I could tell it. His brother is a friend of mine. Their baby daughter died 2 weeks before term. And they got her out just a few minutes late before she died. And man, she was battling to get that cord around. The cord got around her neck. She was, it had a kink in it. She was fighting for her life. And it's just like, yeah, you know, but that was natural. This is different. Here, back it up. Let's hear this right now. Here we go.
Aren't being adopted.
So your answer is to kill the children.
Don't kill the children, but you can have abortions because this is before they are born.
Okay, so you're okay with abortion, but you're against the NRA. And you don't see how that's kind of ironic.
It's not ironic at all if you have a mind.
Right, so an organization that aborts millions of babies, 2.5 million abortions under Cecile Richards, but they're unwanted, so we shouldn't have them.
And
maybe we should virtue signal and say the NRA is bad. They're going to shut this down.
No, we're just not going to have the conversation. Go ahead.
You're not going to have the conversation.
You're going to shut down. No, we're not going to have the conversation.
No, we don't want to.
Because we're just killing children. Yeah. 2 minutes later, we're not killing children. We're just killing babies.
Are you going to shut this down? No, I'm just going to shut this down.
Here, keep going. Let's finish it.
this down.
No, we're just not going to have the conversation. Go ahead.
I know you're not going to have the conversation. That's what I'm exhibiting out here right now.
Excuse me, I'm talking to her.
So another example.
I'm talking to her.
They can't have a debate. They cannot have an intellectual debate. And I finally have people that are willing to debate with me, and then the cult leaders like this guy come in and say, don't talk to him, he's with InfoWars. Don't have a conversation with him, he's injecting your mind with truth and thoughts.
And again, you showed up just minutes after the other guy had asked, are you guys armed security? Get out of here, God, he's talking!
I got a gun, buddy. You better leave. Are you with the police? What's your jurisdiction? I got a gun. That's my jurisdiction, bud. I got a
gun. You have a gun? Oh, God. Get out of here.
I got a gun. I got five guns. That's why I'm protecting Alyssa Milano, who hates the gun.
You don't get guns, though.
But look at that. That's like a little 2-3 minute clip. First he says, oh, we don't need to kill the children. We just need to abort the unwanted babies. Okay, nice spin. Oh, are you going to shut this down? No, I'm just not going to have a conversation with you.
All right, great job. You'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. David Knight, 8 a.m. InfoWars.com/show. Coming up, Michael Schneider. He's got a chance to win in Idaho, but we're going to cover so much more as well on the so-called blue wave and more, and the Mueller's and the federal judge saying he caught him lying. That's a way to impeach Trump. It's all coming up straight ahead. Please spread the live video links and local stations you're listening to. And Mike Adams coming up after the show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Folks, Michael Snyder, good friend of mine, great author, educator, has the economiccollapseblog.com, michaelsnyderforcongress.com. He is in a dead heat with a so-called leader in a seven-way congressional race that's going to be held in 10 days in Idaho in the first district. We're not going to even name the guy he's running against, but he is a neocon, a never-Trumper. He basically backs what Mueller's doing and the whole rogue state. So Michael Snyder's here with us for three segments. He'll also be in studio tomorrow, not just talk about his campaign, but this key 2018 situation that we're all in, because you know his race or just a few others could be the deciding race on whether Republicans keep the House of Representatives. And you've got Soros and Bloomberg and others spending hundreds of millions of dollars in these key races to try to defeat people like Michael Snyder. But nothing can stop the word of mouth. And in Idaho, Michael has particularly noticed traveling up and down the state. The district goes from the north, where he lives with his family in the mountains by the Canadian border, all the way down the south, almost 1,000 miles or so. So it's great to have you here with us in the studio, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
We're going to get into your run, the so-called blue wave, all of this in a moment. But the fact that the polls show that you're right there in second or first place, so people really show up with polls showing half undecided, we're going to have somebody in Congress like you that could really wreak havoc on the globalists even more. And what you're planning to do as a hardcore anti-globalist patriot, like having a Nigel Farage in Congress. But first, I covered it earlier in the broadcast. Wow, the federal judge over the Manafort case, very senior federal National Circuit Court judge, senior judge, and now another senior federal circuit judge coming out separately, already covered all the details earlier, saying you are engaged in fraud. You are lying. There's nothing here. You lied to get your warrants. You're only persecuting people so that you can embarrass Trump. Manafort has done nothing. You lied to get your warrants. This stuff's all 12, 15 years old. The new judge, the Russian company showed up, showed there's no evidence, called Mueller's bluff on Friday. Mueller crapped his pants and said, basically, you're going to stay for months or withdraw it because there's nothing there. They just list all this imaginary stuff, and CNN, MSNBC goes on and says, it's been proven Roger Stone is a Russian agent. He talked to Guccifer. Everybody talked to Guccifer 2.0 online at his website. The whole mainstream media was looking for him, and who is he, and will he give them an exclusive? Like everybody else was calling Julian Assange, saying, please come on air. Why are you going on the New York Times? I'm glad he went on Sean Hannity. But like just reaching out to him and him saying no interview, that means you're a Russian when he hasn't even proven to be a Russian. This whole rogue government thing has had the wheels come off. And the big judge over the Manafort case came out, Ellis, on again Friday and said, quote, you have unfettered power. And unfettered means unbridled or rogue. Or, I mean, this is a fourth branch, like I've been saying, your take on Mueller, and what would you do, not just on Mueller, but across the board, if you get in Congress from the first district of Idaho?
Oh, absolutely, Alex. This whole thing's totally out of control. Now, when this first started being talked about over a year ago, and they said collusion with Russia, I said, oh, this is absolutely insane. This is a total witch hunt, but they went ahead with it anyway. Now it's been over a year. They haven't found anything. They have come up with nothing, and yet Congress isn't even talking about shutting the investigation down. They want to protect Robert Mueller. They said, oh, we got to let this thing play out. Let what play out? It's been over a year. They haven't found a single thing. Now, we just had our last big debate up there in Idaho for all the congressional candidates, and I got there on stage, and I was the only one of all, there were six candidates at that debate, I was the only one that said Robert Mueller needed to be fired and the investigation needed to be shut down. None of the others would take that stand. In fact, I was right in the center of the stage, and the other leading contender was right next to me in the center of the stage, and so I got up there and said my piece about it. Total witch hunt, said it should be shut down. That's the correct answer. Then it went to him next, and you know what? They asked him what he would do about that investigation. You know what he said? He said, you know what? I haven't even been following that closely. So, and he wouldn't even answer the question. He didn't want to answer the question because he's a big-time globalist, and that's the globalists want to go after Donald Trump. They want to get him out because right now what we've got people, a lot of people out there have gone to sleep because they think we got Donald Trump in the White House, so everything is fine. Well, everything is not fine because we got Donald Trump in the White House, but everything else in Washington, D.C., Alex, is still controlled by the globalists.
Congress, and that just accelerated the total war.
Yeah, it did, because the rest of it, Congress is controlled by the globalists. The courts are controlled by the globalists. Every government,
Hollywood, the universities, the big banks, the big corporations, and they're now unified against America to keep us from getting control of our country again. That's why the cavalry is getting people like you into office.
Oh, it's so important because, you know, I've gone all over Idaho's first congressional district, and I've talked to people. I said, you know, just because we got Donald Trump in, does that mean America has been saved? No, but it means we have a window of opportunity to try to save America. This is our last best hope of Donald Trump in the White House. Because of the
God always gives great nations a couple chances. We've already had a couple. This, I know in my gut level, this is the last chance.
This is the last chance. So what we do next is what matters. What we do next. And so now this, what are we going to do with Donald Trump is the great disruptor. He's disrupted globalist control. They're trying as hard as they can to get rid of him because they have control of everything else in D.C., especially the government agencies, which really run everything in D.C. But now is our opportunity to try to get people into Congress. That's why I've given up a whole year of my life. I've given up my privacy, my income, everything to try to get into Congress. Other good people are running all around the country. And if we don't do this now, we're not going to have another chance, I don't believe. And people all over the Idaho I've been talking to.
Well, it's going to go to a civil war. They're already planning, if Hillary got in, to take the guns, to take the free speech. They've already got all these editorials saying shut down all conservatives, shut down Alex Jones, shut down Matt Drudge. I mean, they're saying this every day in so many articles, I can't even read them all. Slate on Friday said, you need to go beyond censoring all conservatives, starting with Alex Jones. We must then condition all the children that they are evil. I mean, this is Hitlerian, Maoist, authoritarian, call it whatever you want. This is the most classic form of brazen, knuckle-dragging authoritarianism because they know we're waking up. And this is their attempt to push us back in. But what's exciting about your race, just like they said, oh, the Patriot conservatives 10 points behind down in Arizona a few weeks ago, and then she ended up winning. It's the same thing. They always tell you you're 10, 15 points behind. But in your case, you're neck and neck or 4 points behind the so-called leader, with half the folks in the polls saying it's undecided. You've been crisscrossing the district. There's only two districts people can see there. You're in the western district, goes from the north to the south, first district. And you can do this if everybody goes out and votes and gets others to vote. Because they're going to have the illegal aliens voting. They're going to pull all their stuff.
Oh, they absolutely will. And they tried the same thing with Donald Trump. They tried to convince us Donald Trump was down by 10 points going into Election Day. And, of course, he won. So in our case, we got a very, very close race, and the dynamics are very interesting because basically what they're projecting, you go back to 2016 in our district, about 23% of all voters actually voted in the presidential primary. So they're saying less than 20% of all registered voters could go to vote. It's going to be the same all over the country in primaries throughout the spring and into the summer where good pro-Trump liberty people are running. We're promoting several dozen around the country. So people all over the country, you need to find out when your primary is and go vote. Because in our district, it's being projected more than 80% of voters will stay home. That means if we get our people out to vote, we win.
It's that simple. We just triggered the war in 2016 and woke up the enemy. We got to fully awaken the sleeping giant, and we will win. But now is the time of maximum effort. So this is bigger than Michael Snyder or Alex Jones. This is about maximum energy output for 2018. It is everything. A over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Congressional races coming up in this midterm that obviously will decide who controls Congress. But none are so close or so open for victory because it's a Republican state. It's going to go Republican. This is the election for the congressman or woman that will be in the first district of Idaho and is an absolutely critical seat. If people say, oh, the Republicans have all three branches, no, they don't, because about half of them are neocon or blue blood establishment, who are allied with the Democrats. So getting a Michael Snyder in over this never-Trumper Republican, we're not going to name his name, who's, you know, they're not getting involved with the whole Mueller thing, but sidestepping it. It's critical to get Michael Schneider in, and Michael Schneider in all the polls is at dead heat or 4 points behind him, with half of the voters saying they're undecided, and they're talking about 20% coming out. So this is so critical that if you know somebody in Idaho, but all over the country, the blue wave of fraud is here. And they're going to steal a lot of elections. They've already done it in several areas. They've been caught in Pennsylvania. They've been caught in Alabama. You know, saying Roy Moore would lose by 15 points. Forget whether he was a good guy or bad guy. He lost by half a point. So they say 15 points ahead in all the polls to make you not go out and vote. But Michael Schneider, there's the Democrats always lose. You know, this is a Republican state that swings 20, 30 points Republican. So this is the congressional race in 10 days. This will decide who the congressman or woman is, for all intents and purposes, in the first district in Idaho. And I've known Michael Schneider for 8, 9 years, been publishing his stuff that long, been having him on 6, 7 years. He's been here in studio many times, great family man, great patriot. Everybody needs to vote for this guy. But looking big picture, we'll do that in a minute, but get into the race, get into the technicals, get into what you're going to do to get to Congress.
Yeah, Alex, we just got done with a 2-week tour as we were going all over the Idaho's first congressional district, holding 2 or 3 meetings a day where we'd stop in small towns, the big towns. And you know what? I began every meeting with one simple question. I said, all right, anyone out there in the audience, if you think Congress is doing a good job, just raise your hand. If you approve of the job Congress is doing, just lift up your hand for me. And you know what? In all those meetings we had over 2 weeks, 2 or 3 meetings a day, not a single person raised their hand. Not one for the whole 2 weeks. And you know what? That's a problem, because I was talking to Republican audiences. I was talking to conservative audiences. Many of the people who came listen to this show. But we've already got Republicans in control in Congress. But people know at a gut level that globalists are in control. They know, and this is why you go online to Real Clear Politics. You know, approval ratings for Congress has been sliding between 15% and 18%, in that range, under 20% for a very long time. And, you know, President Trump's approval rating gets below 40%. Everyone freaks out, says, oh, he's doing terrible. But people hate Congress. They're sick of the way Congress works, and they're desperate for a change. But if we keep doing the things we have been doing, if we keep electing globalists, if we keep sending empty suits to Washington that are going to be controlled by the establishment, nothing is going to change.
And folks know that, but if they really want to win this war, when we actually get real candidates who we've known for, you know, 8, 9 years, and you're an author, educator, father, all that, you're the type of guy we need to get in there. Not more lawyers. We need more doctors, more scientists, more veterans, more educators, more farmers. That's what we need. More pastors.
Oh, it's absolutely true, Alex. In fact, I was talking with Mike Adams yesterday, and out there talking with him on his ranch, and we were talking about, you know, we've got someone that believes in health freedom, that shares a natural news platform, and we're encouraging his audience to get out and vote. And it's the same thing with our audience here, because, you know, Mike Adams, Alex Jones, me, we're all fighting for the same thing. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I never have anyone to vote for. Why won't anyone good run? And I've experienced through this race why no one good runs, because they come after you, they come after your family, they saw all kinds of things that aren't true, and it's a very, very painful process.
That's why they target me with all these lies. So people go, oh, I don't want to do that. Look at Alex Jones. No, they're the scum. We don't have to go die like our forebears did fighting Hitler or King George or whatever. We just have to stand up and let the scum lie about us. People know this is bull, though. I've never had so much support. I've never had people come over and say, we know it's all lies, Alex. People see through this now.
Oh, people are seeing through that, and that's why our numbers have been surging. People all over Idaho's first congressional district.
That's right. You've had no money, no mainstream media coverage, and you're in the number two position in a 7-way race, just like Trump was.
Oh, absolutely. And but you know what? The establishment is freaking out. That's why a PAC that spent more than $7 million to try to defeat Donald Trump is now pouring tons of money into the campaign of my opponent. They are literally trying to buy this election. So by the time it's all said and done, we'll probably be outspent close to 8 to 1 or 10 to 1 by the time it's all over, because they're running television commercials 24 hours a day, desperately trying to beat us, but our numbers keep surging. So that's why it's so important for all you guys, all the info warriors out there, because you know what?
We've seen that in Wyoming and Montana, the runoffs, the guy they demonize, the guy they try to take down, like when he threw the reporter out of his office, it backfired, and that's what pushed him over the edge. Oh, you just need to let a reporter push you around and knock him out, and that you'll get elected for sure with a 20-point lead. I'm not saying literally do that, but when the media is like, look, this guy's like John Wayne, that's what we want. We're tired of playing games.
Oh, we absolutely are. And it's only going to take about 30,000 votes to win this thing, because there's no runoff in Idaho's first congressional district.
Let's explain. The Democrats never win.
The Democrats never win in Idaho, so whoever wins this primary is going to win the general election. But now, I don't have to get it to 50% in this primary to win, because there's seven people running. Whoever gets the most votes wins the primary. So someone could win with 28%, 30%. That's why every vote is going to matter. We only have to get to about 30%.
That's why I'm saying this is such a critical race, is because this is one of the real ones we have a shot at winning.
It is. It is. Around the country, you normally you're running.
Because a win against a neocon is the same thing as a Democrat.
Oh, it absolutely is. And we're sick and tired of, you know, people are saying, oh, why do we have so many neocons? Why do we have so many globalists in Washington? Well, we get the government we deserve. And you know what, guys? You don't have to be registered as a Republican to go vote. In Idaho, you can, if you're not even registered, you can register to vote.
That's another thing. You are not for preemptive war.
Absolutely not.
You're for defensive. Oh, not preemptive. And tell people about your platform.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the strike on Syria, you know, I came right out right away, and people knew what I believed anyway. I came out right away with an article saying we should not have done that. We don't believe in launching missiles and act of war. In fact, Congress, the Constitution says Congress has power over authorizing war.
So you're more Rand Paul on that than Trump, but we still like Trump because we're saying we don't like that.
Yeah, absolutely not. But, you know, and you guys that have been following InfoWars for so long, you know what I believe in. You know I want to shut down the Federal Reserve. You know I want to shut down the income tax. You know I want to go to war with the vaccine industry. You know that, everything Alex and I have been saying for the last 7 years, you guys know my heart. So, and I couldn't try to be something different even if I wanted to be. But you know what?
Sure, but you really want this now because you're within striking distance. You originally ran. Maybe you could win, but you'd educate people in the state and wake folks up. You've already won by taking action. We salute you. But now you're within striking range. If people really get excited the next 10 days, and if they get out there, and if they vote for you, and if Democrats vote for you, because they're going to lose regardless. Democrats, if you've got any soul, and a lot of you do, you didn't like Hillary or Obama or, you know, any of that. Well, here's a guy that is truly, you know, anti-war in the Americana sense of not having foreign entanglements, Michael Snyder. And again, tell folks how they can get involved. Tell radio listeners who aren't watching on TV your web address.
Yeah, you can go to michaelsnyderforcongress.com to learn more. But if you live in Idaho's first congressional district, which is all the western counties from the top of the panhandle to the bottom, you can go vote this week, Monday through Friday. You don't have to wait till May 15th because early voting has begun in every single county. So you can get out and you can go vote early.
Yeah, and don't look at the voting rolls like they're neocons will and find a couple dead people and go vote three times. I'm joking. I'm actually not saying do that. Remember when Obama actually during the 2016 election said, no, it's the job of people that aren't citizens to vote. He said, it's crazy how brazen they are, but we shouldn't.
And Democrats usually are better at getting people out to vote, doing these kind of things than we are. But we've been working extremely hard. So if you don't vote this week, Monday through Friday, then go on May 15th and vote. But if you don't live in Idaho, it's okay. And a lot of people say, oh, that's Idaho. What does it influence me? But you know what?
It still votes in Congress.
It does. And it affects the decisions, whoever, whether it's me or this other neocon is going to win, the decisions they make and the votes they cast are going to affect every man, woman, and child.
The Democrats already said last week in the Hill and Associated Press that they are this week they're going to announce, they've already announced, but their main slogan and ads are going to be the impeachment of Trump, the overturning of the Make America Great Again agenda. And if they get one vote more in the House and they've got those other neocons on their side, they're going to have the impeachable numbers they need. We need to have a hearty victory in the House and Senate, and I think we're going to have it. This is all a bunch of hype. But if we buy into the hype that, oh, Ted Cruz is going to lose in Texas and all this other BS, and you don't go out and vote, Ted Cruz might lose. The same thing with Michael Snyder. Not that Ted Cruz is perfect, but he's got a good voting record. So we need to keep everybody there that's good and get new people in. We'll be back with some critical clips I haven't gotten to yet. Another clip I already covered, but I'm going to cover it again.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties.
Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. And I am your host, Alex Jones. And we have here in studio with us Michael Snyder of MichaelSnyderForCongress.com. You know him from the EconomicCollapseBlog.com. Educator, author, researcher, syndicated columnist. He's here with us. He is running for the 1st District in Idaho, but I wanted to cover some issues with you. First off, I mentioned the calls for censorship. You see it all over the news, the censorship against Christians, conservatives. It's already happening everywhere. There's an article up on Infowars.com from the Daily Caller today, but this is official. I've seen this even in the New York Times a few months ago. They were proud of the big Amazon program they have for so-called charities, where they don't let conservatives or Christians now, started with white supremacists a few years ago, but then it's once they ban one group, Christians and conservatives, they're not allowing Christian charity program for you to sign up with it when somebody purchases your product, and then a piece of it goes to charity. The Southern Poverty Law Center, a billion-dollar offshore criminal organization, in my view, that has been caught doing all sorts of horrible, evil things, running fake white supremacist groups, you name it. They tell Amazon and YouTube and Google, I should add, what can be up, what can be down, and now they're saying who can be on Amazon, who can do business. Classic tortious interference, classic racketeering, 1,000 times worse than telling a gay couple you won't bake their cake. And I'm a libertarian. I say bake the cake, but I support small businesses having their right. But big mega corporations, that's what civil rights laws are for. Big apartment complexes, not renting to minorities, or big mega monopoly shopping centers online saying if you're a Christian, we won't let you shop. And Facebook already lists you by Christian, conservative, libertarian, liberal, whatever. They list you like Nazi Germany lists the Jews and others. So once you start listing people, this is so dangerous, it's being done. And then here's the Slate article by this professor. He says, censorship, I'm quoting it, we need to go beyond censorship and fact-checking. And that's the Southern Poverty Law Center again in Snopes. They decide what's real or not. We need to go and reinforce people's worldview. We need to go, and it talks about brainwashing young students against us and banning our content off the Internet. And it goes on to say, the algorithm should serve up an Amazon original explores how Hitler used the protocols of Zion. And then they compare that to us. When the film they're calling to be banned, my film Endgame, exposes the Nazis and how Prescott Bush worked with them. That's how the film starts. But even if my film was pro-Hitler, it should have the right to free speech. But no, it's not. They then call me pro-Hitler, defaming me, but then say remove my film against Hitler, but exposing IBM and others working with Hitler. So this is next level, Michael Schneider. So they need to go beyond censorship, not just bankrupt us, kick us off, not let us have free speech, put us in electronic ghettos, but go forward, prepare the youth. So put us in electronic ghettos and go out and tell the youth we're bad. What's Nazi like? That's exactly what the Nazis did.
It is exactly what the Nazis did. Big globalist corporations have declared war on patriots and conservatives. It's even happened to me. We're on Facebook. Facebook, I used to post something, I'll get hundreds of likes and shares instantly. Now, I only get a small fraction of that on Facebook, on my personal profile, and on my campaign page, too. They're censoring my campaign page. Even since the beginning of the campaign, our engagement has fallen way,
well, they brag that they've dialed it back 90%.
Yeah.
They've turned Trump down, all of us, 90%.
And even if you look at Gateway Pundit has reported their traffic's way, way down, their engagement on social media. But even they reporting President Trump, his engagement on social media is down something like 45-50% somewhere in that neighborhood. But meanwhile, they even admit in the studies they've done, liberal websites have not been effective. Some of them have even seen a rise in engagement.
Well, they force feed them. You turn your iPhone on, it force feeds all this leftist garbage. So this is what they're doing. Ahead of total censorship of 2018, but they can't stop you hand-sharing the Infowars.com articles, the Newswars.com, hand-sharing these videos. All the people that see our YouTube channel now have to go to it to see the video. You've got to go to the Facebook to find it and hand-share. You've got to go to Infowars.com/show to do it. This is the war. And there needs to be congressional hearings, not just like the Diamond and Silk one. We need to bust up these monopolies.
And this is one of the reasons we need people in Congress. People don't understand, because literally we need to fight this battle. Because you know what? If we get a whole bunch of globalists in there, even on the Republican side, they're going to let them come after Alex Jones, try to destroy Alex Jones. And you know what? Once the globalists destroy Alex Jones and InfoWars, they're coming for you. This is the turning point for America. And a lot of people say, they said to me, Michael, you can't run for Congress. Well, I did, and we're on the verge of victory. They said, Michael, you can't go to Washington, D.C. You can't change the system. You can't take on the swamp. It's too deep. It's too powerful. America's too far.
And that's why we're so screwed. People have this loser attitude.
They do.
We're not giving up. We've had big victories. Nationalism, capitalism, Christianity is surging back worldwide, and the globalists are crapping their britches. Now is the time for full effort. Now, speaking of the devil, they call everybody racist that stands up against this corruption. So Kanye West says, we're slaves today in mental prisons of every race, color, and creed. We've got to break out of it. They twist that. He says, you think of Jews, you think Holocaust. You think of blacks, you think slavery. He goes, that's not my identity. They edit it, call him a white supremacist. And then Dr. Phil, the ultimate establishment person, comes out. He scripts the show where he's always right and says Kanye has empowered white supremacists. No, the Democratic Party was white supremacists. They are the KKK. They're the ones that abort 52% of the black children. You don't ever hear any about that from anybody. So Kanye is exposing it. Say what you want about him. He's got a lot of courage. And then Dr. Phil sits there and says he's empowering hate groups. That's pure crap. He's bringing people together. The Democrats are the ones in their own WikiLeaks that are talking about racial division to control people, divide and conquer. Here's Dr. Phil.
What I do see is really, when I say dysregulated thought, he doesn't have a filter here. The things that he's saying are irresponsible, and they're...
He says what's irresponsible. He's saying we want a filter. I love everybody. Let's come together. Let's get over the chips on our shoulders and not make it our identities. Doesn't mean you don't stand up for yourself. Doesn't mean there's not still racism, but you don't make it your identity. Here, let's go back to Dr. Phil.
And, you know, when I say ignorant, I mean that in a descriptive way. If you look that up in the dictionary, it means a lack of information.
Pause again. No, Kanye's getting information. He knows the Democrats are using race to control people. Keep going.
I've seen where he has said on multiple occasions that he doesn't read, that he just thinks. Well, read, Kanye. You need to read. Because
he doesn't say that. Again, that's another load of crap. So, Kanye, you're dumb. You're a dumb black man. Sit down and shut up. It's like when Shapiro came out. What's that guy's name, first name? Ben Shapiro. He went, hey, listen up here. No, 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 Kanye. You don't go on Alex Jones' show. No, no, no. He's a dog. Like Hillary said, black people need to come to heel. Super predators. He's like, no, 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 bad doggy. You sit down. And that's what Dr. Phil's saying. You sit down. You're a stupid black man. I'm Dr. Phil. Here, let's go back to him.
What you're saying is ignorant. And either this is just attention-getting behavior.
Pause again. No, this is Dr. Phil jumping on the bandwagon being attention-getting behavior. Let's continue.
Because he's, you know, got an album coming out. He wants to sell shoes. He's wanting attention.
And pause again. Dr. Phil wants to sell books, all his stuff, but that's okay when he sells it. Kanye's attention-getting behavior. Here, let's go back.
Or he really has a problem pumping the brake here mentally and emotionally. And
pause again. He really has a problem here. Let me talk to you like you're 5 years old. Pumping the brake here. Dr. Phil's begged me on his show. Not going on your show, loser. So you can edit it all. Nope, sorry, loser. Let's go back to Dr. Loser. Here it is.
Either way, it's not okay because he, for whatever reason, he does have a big pulpit. He does have a big platform. And so a lot of people are listening, a lot of people are being influenced, and I'll guarantee you he has empowered white supremacists, he has empowered hate groups with the things he's saying here. To say that slavery, 400 years,
that's all out of context BS, so not empowering hate groups. It's taking the steam out of hate groups. Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been caught creating fake hate groups and then marched through town to create hate. That's what's in the WikiLeaks. So, Dr. Phil, we don't have time to get to the gun thing. I already showed it earlier. Michael Snyder, you're back in studio with me live tomorrow. It'll be 9 days out from the election, first district. Again, people can find out more at michaelsniderforcongress.com. You got 30 seconds left. What else you want to add?
Thank you. Everyone get involved. If you're not in Idaho, all over the country, now is the time. Because if we don't take our country back now, there's not going to be a future for our children, our grandchildren, future generations of Americans. Every generation of Americans has had to stand up and fight. Our founding fathers stood up to the mighty British Empire and put everything on the line. Their homes, their businesses, their future, their families, even their own lives. Because if they would have been caught by the British, they would have been hung as traitors. But because they put everything on the line, the United States of America exists today. And now it's our turn. It's time for us to stand up and fight for this country, because if we don't, we're going to be the generation that lost it all, that the flame of America was extinguished and the globalists won, but not on our watch.
That's right. They're really mad at us. As we said, Trump's going to win. The polls are fake. We knew the truth. People get out and vote. There's not massive election fraud. You'll be the new congressman for the first district in Idaho in this basically special election, because the Democrats will not win. Michael Snyder, thank you so much. God bless you. All right. Thank you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.